Ladies and gentlemen, Juan Guillermo Ojeda, controller for ICANN.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us as we discuss with ICANN community the development of the fiscal year 12 operating plan and budget. My name is Juan Guillermo Ojeda, and I'm the new controller for ICANN, and I'm really excited at the opportunity to present to you today. Muy buenas tardes, damas y caballeros. Mi nombre es Juan Guillermo Ojeda. Yo soy el nuevo controller para ICANN y estoy muy emocionado y muy agradecido por la oportunidad que han otorgado el equipo de ICANN staff, la comunidad, todos los constituyentes. Y estoy entusiasmado hoy por dar esta presentación sobre el desarrollo del presupuesto para el año fiscal 2012. Espero conocer a todos unos de ustedes en un momento en el futuro. Y de nuevo, muchas gracias por la oportunidad y espero servirle en todas sus necesidades que se los ofrecen. Muchas gracias. The meeting today will be discussing the enhancements to the fiscal year 12 budget that we've made in direct response to community feedback. In our honor of providing earlier and more active input and participation from community leadership into its our process. Actually, that's fine. Sorry, technical difficulties here.
Delay of game.
Well, as we work through these difficulties, ICANN has taken the community feedback received over time in regards to the development of its fiscal of its budget development, and we are pleased to share with you that we've made enhancements to again not just provide more opportunities for input from community leadership, but as well as earlier and achieve more clarity and transparency in the development. And we also wanted to share with you the guidelines that we have established in place for clarifying the basic set of tools and services that the community needs in order to achieve its goals and accomplish its jobs year over year. We'll also be discussing the guidelines for submitting any special requests to the budget for any additional initiatives, any projects, studies, research, any kind of outreach programs that the community feels it needs in order to accomplish its goals. Okay. Some of these enhancements include whereas in the past, the strategic plan and the budget process were two distinct six-month processes, and the completion of the strategic plan was a prerequisite for us to begin the budget development phase. We've now changed up the process to allow for earlier development of the budget and the framework strategic plan and operating budget, so that now it no longer requires the completion of the strategic plan. We also providing more opportunities for community leadership to provide much more active and valuable input into the development of both the framework strategic plan and budget, as well as the final draft. And as I previously mentioned, we're also allowing for earlier input, not just more input, but earlier in the process, as community feedback has mentioned to us that a lot of times in the past when community input would begin upon posting of the framework strategic plan and operating budget, now we're opening up, we're expanding the timeline to allow more input into the actual development of the framework strategic plan and development. Next slide. Here before you is the new budget development phase, the plan, the cycle, if you will. If you'll notice, what's interesting to note about this is, whereas the green arrow represents the development of the framework strategic plan and operating budget, we're now starting that much earlier than we've ever have in the past. One meeting earlier. Again, in our commitment to provide this more ample opportunity for leadership input. And as you'll notice, the budget development, the framework is slated to be completed in time for the San Francisco meeting in March, and the adopted plan to be the plan to be adopted by the board to be finished by the June meeting in Asia. Now I'd like to detail out some of the steps that will be occurring between now and the forwarding of the budget, the final draft budget, strategic plan, and operating budget to the board for adoption in June. First, we'll be finalizing the basic services and the processes for clarification and transparency. We'll be taking budget submission requests from SO and AC leadership and all groups of the community. And ICANN staff will be estimating cost estimating them to then be included in the framework strategic plan and operating budget, which will be posted for public comment, which will then lead to the draft strategic plan and operating budget, which again will be posted for public comment by the 17th of May per the bylaws for preparation of the final operations plan and budget to be submitted by the board for adoption in the June meeting in Asia. The basic set of services that the community needs in order to achieve its goals and accomplish its missions, we've listed out the basic set of services from secretariat support to subject matter expertise and what have you. We are also providing on an as-needed basis travel support for all the different community constituencies and leadership. So this is a basic set of tools and services that ICANN will be providing on a year-to-year basis. Yes, question?
Yeah, did you meet with the community members this week and talk to them about this?
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, we finance ICANN staff met with all the constituency groups. We've met with the registries, the registrars, the RSAC, the commercial constituency group, the non-commercial constituency group, the ISPs. We met with the board as well. This has been reviewed by we presented this to the finance committee, and this is a result of all of this, all of these meetings. We've derived a consensus on what the basic set of services and tools that, the community needs in order for ICANN to fully support their goals and missions. So thank you. So what happens then if a community, a constituency group, determines that it needs services above and beyond this basic set of tools and services? We've developed the following processes in order to provide an opportunity, again, for leadership to communicate and to submit these special requests. On the next slide, you'll see, but there's a budget template that this will be done in. These budget requests should be received by community leadership in template form via email to a new email address that we've added, controller@icann.org. Once ICANN staff has received these submissions, we will be cost estimating them based on current information that we have. We ask that you provide as much information as possible. We are not asking community to do the cost estimating. The last thing we want to do is create more of a burden on the people that are really out there donating their time, and we definitely appreciate their efforts. It's very valuable to everything that we do. But as much as information as can be provided would be greatly appreciated. It'll allow for a more effective cost estimating process, which will then, once these submission requests are estimated, they'll be included in the framework development for public comment. As much as possible, we'd like to have all of these requests submitted in time for inclusion in the framework, strategic plan, and operating budget. But given the case that that's not always going to be reality, we will be accepting these requests through the final period of public comment. But to improve the opportunities and be able to provide more public participation and more public dialogue on these special requests, we ask that you receive you submit them within the first phase. This is the budget template that the submission requests should be submitted in. On the top section, in particular, to note is the impact to the strategic plan. This impact will be one of the mechanisms that will be used in the prioritization process. So we ask that, again, as much information as can be provided be included in the request. In the section below, this is not a formulaic exercise, so I mean you can put in some text on an as-needed basis if you feel you need the support services of two staffs for secretariat support, if you need five people for travel support services, as much as information as you can provide that will then allow us to be able to provide an accurate cost estimate. Finally, I just wanted to achieve some clarification on the timeline, just so that you know where we are in the process, in the cycle. Right now, we're having the community discussions with all the constituency groups and the SOs and the NACs to come to some form of an agreement on the process going forward. Between now and the end of January, we will be accepting these submissions to the controller at ICANN.org email address. In February, we will be including these after the cost estimating process has been completed in the framework strategic plan and operating budget for public comment. Based on those public comments, they will be summarized, and then the process of drafting the strategic plan and operating budget for posting for public comments on the 17th of May will be taken on. And then based on those public comments, again, start the phase and forwarding the final draft strategic plan and operating budget to the board for its adoption in the June meeting in Asia. Now I'd like to open it up for additional questions or comments, discussions that anyone may have about the board, about the process, if anybody has any comments. Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.